Good day. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Bitdeer's second quarter 2026 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there'll be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one one on your telephone. You will then hear an automated message advising that your hand is raised. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your first speaker today, Tesfaye Tyer, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bitdeer Technology Group's second quarter 2026 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Jihan Wu, Founder, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer, Haris Basit, Chief Strategy Officer, and Michael Potter, Chief Financial Officer. Today's call will begin with Haris providing a review of our recently announced Tilo Norway colocation lease agreement, followed by Michael with a review of our business segments and second quarter financial results. Before management begins their formal remarks, I would like to remind everyone that during today's call, we may make certain forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to risks and uncertainties, which may cause actual results to differ materially. For a more complete discussion of forward-looking statements and the risks and uncertainties related to Bitdeer's business and industry, please refer to the company's filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. I also want to note that we will be discussing certain non-GAAP financial measures and operating metrics today. A reconciliation of these measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures is included in our earnings release issued earlier today. These non-GAAP measures should not be considered in isolation from or as a substitute for the most directly comparable measures prepared in accordance with GAAP. As a reminder, changes to the fair value of our digital assets are reflected in GAAP net income and may introduce non-cash volatility into our reported results. With that, I will now turn the call over to Haris.
Thank you, Tesfaye, and good morning, everyone. This is our first earnings call since we announced the execution of our $4.7 billion colocation lease at Tilo Norway, and I would like to begin by putting that agreement in context. Over the past several years, we have worked to build a power infrastructure portfolio that we believe is well-positioned to support both our Bitcoin mining operations and our expansion into AI infrastructure. Tilo represents an important step in converting that portfolio into long-duration contracted revenue, and it establishes AI infrastructure colocation as an additional pillar of our business alongside our AI cloud, Bitcoin mining, and ASIC development and manufacturing operations. We are pleased with the terms of this agreement and with the caliber of Volta as our counterparty. We view Tilo as an important proof point for this strategy, and we intend to pursue additional opportunities of this kind as they arise. Agreements of this scale and complexity reflect the work of our team over the past several years, and I want to thank everyone involved for their efforts in reaching this milestone. With that, let me walk through the terms of the Tilo transaction in more detail. On August 4th, we announced that our subsidiary, Tilo Data Center AS, has executed a 16-year colocation lease and services agreement with Volta at our Tilo campus in Norway. Under the agreement, we are delivering 121 IT MW, supported by approximately 133 gross MW. This will be spread across four existing data halls and will be configured to run NVIDIA GPUs. The lease is expected to generate approximately $4.7 billion in contracted base term revenue over the initial 16-year term. An eight-year renewal option, if exercised, would increase the potential contract value to approximately $8 billion over 24 years, with the tenant termination right at the end of year 10. The lease is structured has a modified gross arrangement. Volta pays a combined base rent and service fee with a 3% annual escalator, and electricity costs are fully reimbursed on a pass-through basis, which protects our margin from energy price volatility and provides a highly predictable cash flow. Over the 16-year base term, we expect this agreement to generate average annual revenue of approximately $2.4 million per IT megawatt. Importantly, Volta's obligations are anticipated to be backed by an institutional-grade credit structure. This anticipated credit enhancement meaningfully reduces our counterparty risk and improves the financeable quality of these contracted cash flows, which supports our plan to access attractive debt financing terms to fund the remaining development at Tidal. Our remaining capital expenditure is approximately $500 million, which we believe is significantly more capital efficient than a typical greenfield data center build. We expect to raise project-level financing to fully fund our remaining Tidal capital needs and to provide significant additional capital. Delivery is structured across two equal-sized phases, targeting December 31st, 2026 for the first phase and March 31st, 2027 for the second. A word on our tenant. Volta is a compute infrastructure developer focused on large-scale AI and data center deployments in power-advantaged markets. Volta has announced a $10 billion strategic partnership with an AI lab and a broader development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. In selecting Volta as our partner at Tidal, we evaluated their technical ability to execute a large-scale GPU deployment, the quality and enforceability of their anticipated credit support, and their ability to move rapidly to match the anticipated Tidal construction timeline. It is important to note that Tidal will incorporate leading-edge NVIDIA GPUs, has one of the highest reliability grid connections in Europe, is 100% powered by renewable energy, and has an extremely high energy efficiency with a PUE of approximately 1.1. Our broader power and infrastructure portfolio stands at approximately 3 gigawatts of total global electrical capacity at the end of the second quarter, up approximately 12% year over year. Furthermore, we continue to evaluate opportunities for additional grid-connected and behind-the-meter expansion sites globally, across both new and existing sites. Our objective is straightforward: continue acquiring, building, and converting powered infrastructure. We will share updates on our progress here when appropriate. I will now turn the call over to Michael to walk through our business segment updates and second quarter financial results.
Thank you, Harris, and good morning. I'm happy to join everyone for the first time as Bitdeer CFO. Execution remains our top priority. While the Tidal lease that Harris described has now been executed, there is significant work ahead to prepare for the first RFS date. We will update as appropriate as those milestones are achieved. The focus in our view is on the quality of ultimate demand, robustness of the financing structure, and contractual protections. We believe this transaction compares very favorably on these dimensions, and we look forward to demonstrating that through continued execution. Looking ahead, we see plenty of interest in various sites within our portfolio that could potentially be used as AI/HPC data centers. A key advantage of our model is the ability to utilize capacity for crypto mining until an AI data center is ready, ensuring our power assets remain productive and secured. Turning to our Bitcoin mining business, self-mining hash rate reached approximately 73 exahash per second at the end of the second quarter, up approximately 342% year over year, supported by approximately 243,000 active self-mining rigs. This is an increase of approximately 113% year over year. We mined 783 Bitcoin in April, 921 Bitcoin in May, and 990 Bitcoin in June. Total second quarter production was approximately 2,694 Bitcoin, an increase of approximately 377% year over year. Our co-mining hash rate also continued to accelerate meaningfully during the quarter. This reflects our continued deployment of Seal miners into third-party facilities. It grew over 260% sequentially. We believe our combination of self-mining, co-mining, and hosting gives us multiple channels to monetize our growing Seal miner production. We have the flexibility to allocate hardware to the channel that offers the best returns as market conditions evolve. Our Seal miner platform continues to reinforce our structural cost advantage. The commercial launch of our A4 Ultra Hydro unit, operating at 9.45 joules per terahash at the chip level, continues to lower our internal cost per exahash. During the quarter, we also launched the Seal miner DL1 Hydro, our first machine designed for script algorithm mining. This broadens our product line beyond Bitcoin-focused hardware. Our internal manufacturing capability means that we're not subject to third-party markups when deploying Seal miner rigs into our own fleet. This remains a structural cost advantage relative to other mining operators. In July, we broke ground